shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com this weekend for pre-auto show savings. Find your tag. Find your savings on Apple Chevy's entire inventory on new Chevys, including the 2017 Cruze. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. KARS Cars for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 Cars for Kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
Limited time offer.
Attention, please. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please, in honor of and in celebration of Groundhog's Day weekend, Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish is proud to announce that they have extended their 20% off all live fish extravaganza until this Sunday. So here goes, per your request, Blastomusa merletti, Maxima clams, Yellow tangs, Montipora digitata, clown triggers, and yes, even the Olano Cara Jacob Freibergi. Well, I think you get the picture. They're all 20% off. They're all in stock at Oak Park Natural Pet. All live fish, 20% off. All live coral, 20% off. And, of course, all live inverts, 20% off. It might be a good time to spruce up your aquarium for the big Groundhog's Day weekend. It would be their pleasure if you sashay into Oak Park Natural. That's Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish on Harlem, just north of Madison, where you always find more live fish.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
This week in 1945, Bob Marley was born. Guns N' Roses frontman Axl Rose was born this week in 1962. That same week, Garth Brooks was born. This week in 1964, the Beatles made their U.S. live debut on CBS TV's The Ed Sullivan Show.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate.
We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 51, where the Atlanta Falcons take on the New England Patriots. Listen live from Houston starting at 3 p.m. Sunday on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Vaticola. Don't miss your chance to watch Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Only 5 home games remain, and tickets are limited. Buy now at nusports.com.
To have an owner of an NFL team doing something like this to take away injury care, that's not going to cost taxpayers a dime. I mean, that's the other lie that every now and then you hear when one of these owners tries to push this bill. They come up with some lie about how this is just taxpayers paying for health care for rich players.
That's NFLPA Executive Director Damaris Smith on with Spiegel and Parkins earlier today. Maybe you've heard the story about a bill that would remove workers' compensation for athletes in the state of Illinois beginning at the age of 35. It has the support of the Bears, as well as every other major sports team here in the state. Smith said his union would discourage players from going to the Bears if it does pass. Now, the bill, it talks in regards to compensating wage differential, and you could use the Google machines to read more about that, meaning all athletes would still be covered, but teams do not want to be held accountable for athletes to the age of 67, as, say, a worker would be covered in a normal job. It seems like there's some differences of facts and what's true and what's not true here, and what's being said and what's being reported and what the teams feel as well. So you can go to 670thescore.com to read more about this story. NBA, the Bulls go for 3 in a row as they continue their 6-game road trip. Tonight they are in Houston with a 7 p.m. tip. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they snapped a 3-game losing streak with a 4-3 win over Arizona. Tomorrow night they play in Dallas. AHL, the Wolves host Grand Rapids tonight. Puck drops at 7. In golf, Tiger withdrew before the second round of the Omega Dubai Desert Classic because of back spasms. Remember yesterday in the first round, he shot a 7 over. George Coetzee is your leader at 9 under. Sergio is a shot back. Waste Management Phoenix Open, Byung-Hun Ahn and Brendan Seale lead at 10 under. Martin Laird and Matt Kuchar sit one shot back. Lefty, 6 shots off the pace at 4 under. And SI reported earlier today that Michael Vick is retiring from football. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin, where you save a fist full of dollars. The security leader for over 140 years. Trust ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. When you have ADT security, it's more than a sign in your yard. It's a line in the sand. Visit ADT.com. I'm Matt Vaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, the radio home of Super Bowl 51 this Sunday when the Falcons take on the Patriots. Listen Sunday for all the coverage on Chicago's number one rated sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Playman for Super Bowl 51 on Westwood One. I don't know if it's going to be part of your storyline within the game itself, but I've read a lot of smart people talking about the socio-cultural and political context of this game. We know that Tom Brady has ties to our new and controversial president, and these are new and nervous and very, very different times for people just as soon as they wake up and they scroll through their phone and they have no idea what's going to happen next. And amidst all of it, in the outset of this, comes a Super Bowl. And is there any way, and it might not be your job in this case, but I will remember this Super Bowl, whatever happens, for sort of where it is in the larger picture of the country.
Call drop.
The show goes on!
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Awesome. Hey,
that was awesome.
And to Kevin Harlan's credit, we got it right back, yep. and he said, I heard it, and here's the answer, and he answered it beautifully.
You stumped him. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com, hopefully taking you into your weekend. Maybe if you're jumping in your car, you're like, what y'all been talking about? For the last, I don't know what.
All kinds of stuff. We started with a really complicated story after Demora Smith was on with Spiegel and Parkins, and then we found out that D. Smith might have been out over his skis a little bit with what he was saying. Maybe he didn't really understand exactly what all five of Chicago's major sports teams are alleging.
The union or the vice president of the NFLPA doesn't understand what he's arguing.
It's one of two things. Either he doesn't understand it or he's actively dissembling about it. It has to be one or the other. Either he completely gets it or is just trying to push buttons and play demagogue here. Or somebody misinformed him, or he just has the wrong picture, because it's not, they're not taking
it's pretty big to be misinformed.
It is, that's
about
what I mean. Or he's
remarkable the difference in the arguments here.
Right, or he's properly informed, saying I'm gonna lie, and I'm gonna say that they want to take away medical care and take away their inability to place claims and all that, where it's really a fairly small change in a narrow explanation of wage differential compensation, which actually makes sense because athletes aren't expected to play to age 67 like somebody doing something else for a living.
All right, what else did we talk about? Asked you if chili was a meal. You said yes. I still disagree with you on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people who said that I can't mention what I did about chili and not give a recipe. I don't have a recipe.
Just throw things together, huh?
He's just that good, huh, Dan Bernstein?
I've never made the same chili twice. It's the same principles.
Oh, I mean, it's just a one-on-one. Just
go. Whatever you got, you got. But there's certain things I'll let you know. But right now, caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700 wins a pair of tickets to the Progressive International Motorcycle Show. The show will be held February 10th through 12th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. For more information, visit motorcycleshow.com. Because everybody's asking, you can't just mention that about chili and then not tell everyone what you do. Part of it was advice I got when talking to, actually about it on the air. You want to make a nice Super Bowl chili? You get a big pot, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The bottom of the pot, you put a little olive oil,
mm-hmm.
maybe a little bacon. You simmer the bacon down. Render the fat off the bacon. So then you got some little bacon cracklings in there, and you got the bacon grease mixed with the olive oil. Okay? Simple so far.
When do the quinoa sticks come in?
Chop up a bunch of onion. Chop up a bunch of garlic. De-seed and chop up a couple of jalapeno peppers. And then wash your hands thoroughly and don't touch your bowls.
I was about to say, keep it away from your nether regions.
Careful where you touch. Don't rub your eyes. Don't touch the bowls.
You mean Cracker Kroger.
And as that sizzles, you throw all that stuff in there. And you let it reduce a little bit. You let it sweat out. You let it get out. Throw in a sprinkle of kosher salt.
There's already more than three steps. Nah. So I'm gone.
All right. Then after those start to sweat out a little bit, I don't know, half a cup or so of red wine just to kind of infuse the veggies there. And at every stage, add chili powder. It doesn't have to be some fancy chili powder, regular store brand or McCormick brand. If you want to just at every stage of anything, add more chili powder. You can never add enough. So then you throw in your meat. What do you want? Ground beef, ground pork, veal, anything.
Sausage?
Sure. Some people use Italian sausage.
Chorizo?
Sure, absolutely. Whatever you want. I use a mixture of beef and pork usually. Put that in. A little more salt, a little black pepper, a little more chili powder. You brown the meat.
Don't forget the chili powder.
Then in go your tomatoes. I use a mixture of fresh tomatoes and canned tomatoes. I prefer Roma tomatoes. Some, they say, I don't bother peeling.
He uses a tomato can as well. Peter McNeely just comes over and helps him out with the rest of the recipe.
I like the Hunt's Petite Diced unflavored. So that goes in, and your fresh tomato goes in. And then whatever beans you want. I usually use Goya brand, and I use both the pink pinto beans and the red kidney beans. So those cans, and make sure they're really well drained because you don't want the goo, that weird goo.
Bean goo?
Yeah, bean goo, not good for your chili. So you throw that all in, and then you say, now it's time for your cooking liquid. And I used to use stock, but I got better advice that instead of using chicken stock or beef stock or a combination, I use half a pot of yesterday's coffee. I will make extra the day before I make chili because it sat overnight, and it's like coffee dregs are better than fresh coffee. Pour that in. And then get a big thing, like one of those 16-ounce bottles of Guinness. Pour that in.
The entire bottle?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, fill that thing up, and then you give it a big stir, add a little more chili powder, put in a couple of bay leaves at that point, and...
Not B-A-E. Not
salt not bay.
Right.
You flick in the bay leaves, right? No, you put that in, and anything else you want. Look, it's up to you to customize it, but that's usually what I do. And then it always needs more salt. It always needs more pepper. It always needs more chili powder. And then you serve it with all your stuff. You get your hot sauces. You get your sour. But that for the cooking liquid to be that combination of black coffee and Guinness gives it, it infuses it with like this dark,
this punch,
smoky, almost mole type sensibility.
Mole.
And give it a good 3 hours. Give it a good 3 hours.
Damn it, man. Can I just give you the ingredients and then pick it up?
No.
can I just drop something off?
No.
Can you be my blue apron? Can I just come over to the crib and drop it off and then pick it up on Sunday?
No. It's fun. Making chilies. Yeah, but you get to, it's all about the feel. It's all about the sense.
See, I get hungry. The problem that I have is I get hungry and I'm like, I got to eat. I got to eat now. I got to eat in the next 30 minutes.
Oh, the buildup, the delayed gratification.
Well, I've been working with the slow cooker a lot more. You know, my guy Chris Tannehill hit me to the ways of the greatness that is the slow cooker a few years ago. But, you know, for Super Bowl Sunday, especially if you're going to have people over, you got to have a spread that, one, isn't going to run out and that people come away feeling fulfilled. You know, you don't want to have people like, I guess more chips will have to be here because this guy can't cook for nothing. Like, we had a healthy Super Bowl
When I first returned from Atlanta, well, my buddy Eron and his girl Tiffany, they were on this crazy diet and they didn't want to do the whole everything that you eat kind of Super Bowl. So that's why I made a joke about the quinoa sticks.
I've got six letters for you. RSVPNO.
Well, they brought the stuff over my crib. They were like, "Oh, we'll help out with the Super Bowl, you know, the feast." And
I hope he's off that now, right?
He starts it every year. He starts this crazy diet every single year. The beginning of every year.
And then
year.
Eventually he goes back to eating actual food.
Yeah. But the beginning of the year is tough because, you know, you're having a drink around him. Like, there's no liquor, no dairy, no sugar, no carbs, like, no anything. It's pretty much avocados, tomatoes.
No, and you come to my house.
That's my man, 50 grand, so I can't, like, lock him out of things. But it's like you drink around him. So the Super Bowl is a tough time to be around somebody who's super health conscious. And I was thinking about it the other day. I'm like,
you know how you can, like, mute somebody on Twitter for a little while?
You can't mute your friends.
That might be a time to do the whole real-life mute.
You can't. It's just every time you see him, you just can't hear anything they're saying.
I can't hear you.
This is the guy when I first got back from Atlanta.
Met him, right?
Yeah,
Jimmy Green's?
With the beard. Yeah, with the big beard. We went out to a local bar, and we had ourselves a fine time, and it was the four of us, and we were like, "Oh, dude, we gotta have something to soak this up." We go across the street to the Rock and Roll McDonald's, and
pay $4 for an order of fries.
Dude, it's like a $35 order.
It's crazy.
This man crazy ordered expensive. Apple slices.
No.
After a night of drinking, this man ordered apple slices, and they didn't give them to him. And we're like, "Oh, look at these fries. Don't you want some of these in your life?" He's like, "Nah, man, I can't do it." I'm like, "Apple slices? Red-blooded American man, you know, graduated of the University of Michigan, you know, a member of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated, like a dude's dude."
At either that place or two blocks west, and you sit down at Al's.
Oh, and it's over.
I mean,
it's a wrap.
It's
because they let you sit there and gorge yourself. Like, just
I'll do two rounds. I'll do a beef dipped
like a cow with three different stomachs.
Beef dipped fries, spicy peppers. Finish that. Back in line again.
Yeah, you eat like a monster.
Beef dipped fries. Yeah. Spicy.
See, he can act like this and say these kinds of things.
I know. But Thanksgiving dinner for lunch. Right,
refer to Tannehill as like
it's the timing because then I go to bed.
Sensible Tupperware filled situation.
But he's doing
Thanksgiving
it before lunch. 6 hours of work. That's the disconnect for me. I can understand gorging oneself, but then I'm out of commission. I can't operate. There's no blood in my brain at that point. I'm done. Completely out.
Pinocchio. No, dude, you act like he's got a platter in front of him where it's like turkey, cranberry, you know, gravy, stuffing, rice and beans.
No, but it's like real food.
It is real food, but it's in a sensible little Tupperware dish. When I was working on the Spiegel and Goff show, I knew Chris Tannehill was in the building. Once that microwave started to pop in, and you're like, something smells better than anything I'm going to eat today.
Right. There's like,
and it's Tanny just walking, you know,
carnitas or something.
Right.
Yeah.
He's just bouncing with his little plate. He's you damn sure he ain't going to ask for none because you ain't going to get none. He's just bouncing with his little plate back into the lab. But yeah, man.
I'd rather make a whole extra serving for you than take some of mine.
No, I got you.
I don't
pick off anybody's plate either.
Yep.
Like Nicole,
get off my stuff.
Yeah, there's almost been incidents, you know, where you know I had to tell her, hey, we're gonna have to talk about this relationship if you ever try to poke my
little
plate.
Fork slap.
Yeah, nah, that's not happening in my
little
house.
Little spoon.
If you would like some, you can have some, unless we're at like a tapas restaurant or something like that. Or
shared plates. Yeah. If it's part of the contract.
So now I got to do chili for the Super Bowl, huh?
Yeah, sure.
Well, it's gonna be a great game. I feel like I should have a great meal.
The 847 said, did you mention garlic? Yes, the garlic and the onions and the peppers go in at the same time.
That's another thing I can't have in my house too often.
Garlic?
Yeah.
Oh, should I get down? Superfood. This is a terrible question. Dan, do you drain the bacon grease?
Oh, that's
why the hell would I drain the bacon grease?
That's what you said.
I'm rendering the bacon grease in which to cook the vegetables.
Only in the plastic colander, like Joe Dredge.
Like Joe Dredge. Oh, to pour off this bacon grease. Oh, wait, it's melting. It's melting. Wow. Come on.
Shout out to Joe Dredge.
that's really out. Cooking with Dredge. It's a different show now on the Food Network.
Oh, it would be a different show, all right. We should have it over here in the Progressive Studio on the other side of the studio.
I have to taste this again. I'm still not quite sure.
And I'm drunk.
It just says no cumin. There is cumin in chili powder. So, yes. I don't add extra cumin outside of what's already in the ratio in regular over-the-counter chili powder.
See, and I don't want to just do the normal thing. Like, I bought some steaks, and I bought some lobster, and I bought some shrimp. I just don't want to just do that because then, you know, you can't really pick at steak and lobster and shrimp. Like, I feel like you got to sit down and enjoy that.
Yeah, that's not a grazing meal,
right? Yeah. And, of course, with the baby, ain't no grazing going on in our house. Like, I got to eat really quickly, and then I take the baby, and then she eats really quickly, and we just sit there and stare at him and wait for him to cry again.
And soon you're going to get the best of all worlds, and that is just eating off your kid's plate because your kid doesn't finish, and it doesn't count because it's like your kid's, so you don't care. So yeah, leave a bunch of strawberries, a little, you know, chunks of cold cuts. They're like, you didn't eat it. All right. The kid, you hear the little feet. They run off to another room, go watch SpongeBob.
And you eat their food?
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm going to throw that out.
Really?
Yeah, just... tilt the plate back in your mouth. Sure.
I was thinking to myself, like,
At what point?
Like, I know this chicken nugget was in your mouth about three minutes ago.
Super soggy. But it's your kid. It doesn't count. There's ranch right here.
But it doesn't make it crispy again, or it doesn't make the batter like reconstitute like a soggy ass chicken McNugget that your silly kid has been gumming for the last half an hour.
Well, yeah, it's like if you order takeout from someplace, and like that's just a waste right there. Like, you're not going to throw that out.
True.
Right?
I guess.
All of it. Sure.
I'm waiting for that,
and
dude.
And some kids, like, they get to a stage where they just move things around. They don't really eat anything. They just reposition everything, and you don't want to throw it out. So that's your lunch. A couple of blueberries over here, you know, chunk of turkey over here.
I'm getting in trouble for just going in and taking handfuls of grapes out of the refrigerator, you know, because that's just how I rock.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, where else should you take them from?
Well, you know. It just, you don't want to be, there's a, and I think she's turning into every old black mom where it's get your ass out of the refrigerator, or the refrigerator door has been open too long. Get out of the refrigerator. Why is the refrigerator door open that long?
Because she doesn't understand. The more you open and close it, the more you can make food appear.
Oh, the best is.
The friction, there's something about if you open and close the door enough. Things that weren't there will be there.
I hear it from her, and I think about, like, wait a minute, you didn't have me? Because every once in a while I have to question if my mother is behind me or my lady's behind me, because I'll hear everyone, there's nothing new in there, Jace. Like, there's nothing appeared.
There will be.
Yes! You walk over to it, and you're like, oh, I didn't see that biscuit in the back there. Right. You know, like, yeah.
That Parmesan cheese is only mostly mold.
Scrape that off. Yes. It's aged.
Right.
Yeah,
that's what it is. It's ultra aged Parmesan. Like, cheese is mostly mold anyway.
There's nothing new in there, Jace. Well, of course there is. I went back and I scratched myself. I had a movement and I came back over here and
we have a movement.
Right, we got a movement.
It's part of a movement.
It was awesome. It was awesome. It wasn't sad.
Every morning coming out, we've had a movement. It was part of a giant movement.
I planned on talking about the game with this idiot this segment. Sorry. Shep.
Why start now? I mean, it's been 2 weeks.
I asked Shep, I was like, what are you guys thinking of, you know, in this next segment? He goes, yeah, let's just get into the game. I'm like, yeah, let's get into the game. I come back around the corner, and we're talking cumin and bacon rendering.
We did a lot of X's and O's. We did X's and O's with Anthony Heron. We did X's and O's.
If you missed it, check out the podcast.
Yeah, he was good.
I don't know what to tell you.
Talking about Alex Mack and making the line calls and pointing out the mic and knowing the hot. This is the protections.
This is the thing with working with you is I've always worked with hosts and
that know what their next thought is going to be.
No, I've never been.
Yeah,
I was about to say I've never been the one to cop to that either. But I've always worked with hosts who, you know, had fun with it in terms of picking games. It's like I have to get back into my Boers and Bernstein experience, understanding
why
this. Well,
no,
this,
you pick it out of him.
This man doesn't. It's not fun if I'm just sitting here picking a game by myself.
So then just make fun of him.
But I can do that. But I have to know going into this that all those things that I scrubbed from my brain in the 7 years that I had to deal with you every single day of you not picking games and, you know, you go, hey Dan, who do you think's going? I don't know.
Why don't?
No one knows who's going to win, but we can talk about it in a sense, you know, where we're like throwing things against the wall. But I don't want to force you to do that because I know that's not your style.
If I were a gambler, I would never pick against the Patriots. I don't want the Patriots to win, but I think it's more likely they will.
Hot damn. This man just picked a game.
I did?
Tanny?
I kind of, I guess.
This man just picked a football game, ladies and gentlemen. He didn't yell at a caller earlier that he could have easily yelled at, and he just picked a football game. I'll be damned.
Revolution starting.
Yeah.
Make him sound stupid on Monday and open if the Falcons win.
Without question. You think you know football, you stupid idiot? I thought you said to pick the Patriots, never pick against them. No, I think the Falcons going to win. I think the Falcons are going to win because I think that offense is too tough to slow down.
Move back to Atlanta, Goff.
I know no, that's going to happen here.
I hope you're right. I would.
And, you know, that part of the story, too. Like, the first thing I said to those people when I got down there is, I have seen 7 championships in my lifetime. You know, 85, I was a kid. You know, I didn't really get a chance to experience and live that the way I would have wanted to. But I've seen 7 championships in my lifetime. And the first thing, like, one of the first nights I was down, I was like, I would love for this city to experience something of that nature. And I know they did it with the Braves, but, you know, there's a different audience and a different vibe, you know, when you're talking baseball
different
as opposed
connection.
To football. Yeah, yeah, football and basketball, a different audience. And that town, to experience a world championship like I think they're getting ready to, I'm extremely happy for those guys and girls down there in that city if they do win.
Larry Fitzgerald, always a great guest, joins us next on Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the amazing Santa Fe Sport.
Hey, how you doing there, friends? It's Matt Abaticola. Right now is a great opportunity for you to switch to Xfinity during their Lock and Go event. You guys know how much I love all my Xfinity services, starting with the X1 platform, the very best in home entertainment with the X1 voice remote. Finding anything is so easy. The press of a button, speaking in the remote, and it's right there on your screen. Even the X1 DVR, where you can record one show. You can watch one show, record up to 5 others at the same time. Comes in very handy with so many things on all at the same time and so many things people want to watch now with sporting events and TV shows and movies. And I love the Xfinity On Demand, which is included in your X1 system. The other day, I started watching and binging Quantico, the ABC show. One of my buddies liked it. I watched it, and I binge watched the first season through Netflix through my X1 system, which you can do now. You have Netflix, you get it through your X1, and then started watching season 2 on the X1 On Demand. So it's really the best in home entertainment. The internet is the best in-home Wi-Fi, the fastest, most reliable. Doesn't matter what time of day, doesn't matter how many devices, it never slows down. It's always great. I've heard people say they have to be near their router to get good service at their house, which is ridiculous. It's your house, it's your internet, you should be able to use it wherever you want to, not near the router. That's pretty crazy. So here's what you do. Take advantage of the Lock and Go event that Xfinity is offering right now till February 5th. You get the X1 Starter Triple Play for only $89.99 a month, and you lock in that rate 2 years with a 2-year agreement, and then you ask how to upgrade, and you get $400 back. To get that, just call them at 1-800-XFINITY, go to Xfinity.com, or go to an Xfinity store today, and while you're there, they will walk you through all their services, and you'll leave being an X1 expert. It's very simple. Just go to Xfinity.com for that Lock and Go event going on now till February 5th, 1-800-XFINITY, or go to Xfinity.com.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com for pre-auto show savings on their entire inventory of SUVs and trucks, including Silverado pickups. Don't miss the pre-auto show discounts at Apple Chevy. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
1-877 Cars for Kids.
Get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flow.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield.
Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Dealer for details.
Hey, there's a reason the top realtors in town are working with Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team. The housing market is hot right now, and houses are selling the same day they come on the market. It's never been so important to have a strong mortgage lender. Now, if you're even considering buying a home, make sure to call Ryan and get pre-approved. He can do it on the very same day you call in. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. So if you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What?
Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't. Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this. You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
Premiering CBS Thursday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. Series premiere CBS Thursday after the Big Bang Theory.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Batacola. Don't miss your chance to watch Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Only 5 home games remain, and tickets are limited. Buy now at nusports.com. NBA, the Bulls go for 3 in a row as they continue their 6-game road trip. Tonight, they're in Houston with a 7 p.m. tip. In hockey, the Blackhawks snapped a 3-game losing streak with a 4-3 win over Arizona. Tomorrow night, they play in Dallas. AHL, the Wolves host Grand Rapids tonight. Puck drops at 7. In golf, Tiger Woods, he withdrew before the second round of the Omega Dubai Desert Classic because of back spasms. And Sports Illustrated reported earlier today that Michael Vick is retiring from football. Hey, football fans, make sure to order Aurelio's Pizza this weekend for the big game. A Chicago Tribune's Best of Chicago. Dine in, carry out, or have it delivered hot and fresh. Aurelio's Pizza since 1959. It's the sauce. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, the radio home of Super Bowl 51 this Sunday when the Falcons take on the Patriots. Listen Sunday for all the coverage on Chicago's number one rated sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Art Van Furniture.
It's the super sale at Art Van Furniture. Store-wide discounts up to 70% off. Plus, take an extra 10% off and no interest for 18 months or 60 months with no down payment. Art Van Furniture, Saturday.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Here at Raymond James Stadium, Al Michaels, John Madden set up for a fantastic finish.
I liked the Cardinals when they got in that no-huddle pace and started getting the ball to Fitzgerald, and maybe somewhere on this drive they ought to go back to that. Now they got those safeties deep again.
Second and 10. Warner has time. Fitzgerald into Steeler territory. 30, 20, 10. Arizona has the lead.
He hit him in the perfect place. That middle was wide open. And I said the safeties were 20 yards deep. And you're going to see that big hole there. And once Larry Fitzgerald gets into that hole, look, the safeties are deep and they're off looking for the wide receivers. And Larry Fitzgerald catches that ball and runs right through it. Kurt Warner read the defense, knew where he had to go, and he went to the perfect guy in the perfect situation.
And watches himself go into the end zone on the big screen.
Why not style a little bit and watch yourself go into the end zone as he has so many times? Larry Fitzgerald going to join us in just a moment. I mentioned that Larry Fitzgerald is a finalist for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, and I was watching during the playoffs as they were showing in detail what all the finalists have been doing, what he has done, what Eli Manning and Greg Olson have also done. And Larry is also going to be part of the pregame and halftime coverage right here on Westwood One for Super Bowl 51.
Yeah, turn that sound down and turn us up right here on 670 The Score and Westwood One as you hang out with Kevin Harlan, who we talked to earlier in today's show. And now we're getting ready to talk to Larry Fitzgerald. He is arguably the greatest non-quarterback playoff performer in modern history.
The greatest non-quarterback playoff performer.
You look at Larry Fitzgerald's playoff numbers.
Instead of Jerry Rice.
In the times, I think he surpassed Jerry Rice in terms of playoff yards, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, Larry Fitzgerald has been put every time that the Cardinals have made the playoffs, and it's only been a few times in his career, but every time they've made it, he has put up huge numbers throughout playoff rounds, and he's an all-time great, and also kind of helped revolutionize what was thought to be a small man spot in the slot, where he got moved to the slot a couple of years ago, and it's kind of put a couple of years on his career and a Hall of Fame career at that.
And you can follow Larry Fitzgerald on Twitter at Larry Fitzgerald. He joins us now on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Home Run In Pizza, the natural choice for the big game. Hi, Larry.
How you doing today?
We're good. How long you want to do this, Larry? I mean, it seems like you've been catching footballs for damn near 20 years, and you still want to play.
Oh, man. that passion and desire to be a champion, it never wanes. You know, I have that same desire as a rookie as I do now, and that's not going to change. I love the game. I love being able to compete. I love going out there and having a fun time with my teammates, and, you know, that's not going to change.
What does it mean to you to be a finalist for the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award?
It means so much to me because, you know, just working so hard with my foundation and trying to make a positive impact in the families that I've been around and have been associated with, that's what it's all about. You know, many years from now, people won't remember how many touchdowns and how many catches I've caught, but they'll never forget the impact that you made in the community, and that's what it's really about.
I know that you are offering 16 full college scholarships annually to the University of Phoenix, and you got your degree from there last year. If people want more information on the Focus to the Finish scholarship, they can visit phoenix.edu/Larry. And when you give these out, how do you do stewardship on some of these students? Do you track and you make sure that they're keeping up and follow them as they go on post-college and see what their actual impact is on the world?
So this would be 116 scholarships that we've given out over the last few years, and we have a 100% retention rate. So everybody who's received a scholarship is either currently in school or has graduated. So we really pride ourselves on making sure not only do we give out the scholarships, but we help them with resources they need to be able to finish what they started, similar to what I was able to do. And that's the thing. That's over 100 lives that are going to be changed because now they have the ability, they have the wherewithal to go out there and get a better job or do something that they really want to do. And it also sets an example for the children that they have and other family members that want to do what that person's done.
What leg up did you have before you went to the University of Pittsburgh in the profession that your father excelled at and has excelled at for decades now, being a sports writer?
Yeah, my dad, you know, he gave me some wonderful opportunities to be around some terrific athletes. He's done a great job of helping cultivate the things that he's taught me. Taught me how to be a man, be responsible, be respectful, all the things that every parent wants their children to be. He's done that for me, and I wouldn't be here to this day without his dedication and commitment to us.
When you look at this game and you see two high-powered offenses, it'd be very easy to say, well, you know, this is going to be one of these 33-30 barn burner Super Bowls. But they never turn out the way you think. And I'm trying to figure out what I'm missing here in all of this, what seems to be relatively easy analysis. I mean, I know that the Patriots' defense has been stingy despite a lack of star players. Awful hard to stop a terrific passer in this league now the way the rules are, no matter how good your defense is. So what gives on Sunday?
Well, you know, I really like the matchup. You know, you have a high-octane, fast-paced, up-tempo football team, Atlanta Falcons. You have a team that can kind of beat you either way. I mean, this game, Garrett Blunt has been dominant, rushing the football 20, 25 times and pounded you up. And there's times that Brady's had to pass it 40-plus times to win. So they can beat you anyway. And I think that's the thing that makes them so versatile, is that you never know from week in and week out who's going to be the guy. You know, you look at 2 weeks ago in the Patriots' first playoff game, you know, Deion Lewis got after him. Now, the next week in the AFC Championship game, Chris Hogan was able to have success. So you never know who that guy is going to be, who's going to be the feature player. And that's what makes him, you know, so explosive.
I was listening to Josh Norman talk about how he bothers different receivers and what he has to do, whether it be trusting his jam at the line of scrimmage or makeup speed. And for a guy like yourself who is a bigger guy and some of the best hands in the league for a decade and a half now, we're going to see a similar type of player in Julio Jones, who is just a beast of a wide receiver for bigger guys. And you can speak for yourself in this as well. What do defensive backs do that trouble you the most, or that you say to yourself, all right, I'm going to have a full day with this kind of coverage?
Well, you know, I think anybody that does the same thing for a whole game, you're going to eventually get to them. It's the guys who are able to change it up. They go soft press, they go hard press, they go bell, they play zone. So you never know what to expect. It's like a fighter that you know that's going to keep you off balance, and that's kind of what gives guys the most trouble. The great guys that I've gone against know how to do that, are able to mix it up on you.
If you had to choose from the best corners in the league, obviously you got one guy that you've been playing with in Arizona for a while now, and Patrick Peterson. But who are some of the best in the business at that position for you?
I've never seen an athlete like Patrick Peterson before. I can tell you that the guy is unbelievable. He's got ball skills like a wide receiver. He's got the agility. He can return punts. He can do kickoffs. He can do whatever you can ask him to throw the football. And the guy is immensely talented, and, you know, we have had our fair share of battles over the last 6 years of practices.
Why aren't you guys there this year?
What was your question again?
Why aren't you guys there this year? Why aren't the Arizona Cardinals in the Super Bowl this year?
Man, there's 30 other teams that are asking us the same questions, and, you know, we didn't make enough plays to be able to get ourselves in the situation, and that's disheartening. It's frustrating, disappointing. But it gives you motivation to make sure that you are locked in this offseason and making sure you're getting ready for what's to come in April when we start back up again.
Speaking of that, how is preparing for a season at this stage of your career different than it was at the outset? Knowing you got to get everything lubed up, everything cranked up and ready to go. I know that the teams don't hit as much as they did 14 years ago in training camp, but do you look at it differently about what you have to do to make sure that you're ready?
No, I kind of take the same approach. Obviously, you have to work a little smarter than you did in the past because, you know, you do some things physically that you might not be able to do for as long. You know, I can still do everything I used to do, but I can't do it for as long. And so you have to be aware of that and make sure that you're doing what you need to do to make sure you are ready to play come Sunday.
What did moving to the slot, or Bruce Arians moving you to the slot, do for your career? Because we long thought, all right, you get some short, small guy, quick on his feet, and, you know, send him over the middle, and he gets blasted to hell, and you go get another one in 3 or 4 years. You know, you saw a lot of slot work, two or three years ago, and it's become a trend for bigger wide receivers to have that two-way go. What has that done for your career?
Well, it brought me closer to the ball and getting me closer to the quarterback. You know, Carson really trusted in me to make tough catches, you know, no matter where he's throwing it. And I pride myself on making those tough catches and moving the chains and extending drives for us. And I found a home inside. You know, it requires me to do a little dirty dancing in there with some big, strong safeties and linebackers. But it's something that I relish. And Coach Aaron has done a wonderful job of extending my career and making me redefine who I am as a player.
What's this? You guys gonna hit more noise that Bruce Arians was talking about today and yesterday? Was there a problem with the competitive nature or the toughness of this squad this year?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it ever comes down to competitiveness. We compete hard every single day. We don't tackle and things of that nature during training camp, so that might be what he's referring to. But you know, he's the coach; he knows the pulse much better than any player would.
Larry, when do they announce the man of the year?
Tomorrow at NFL Honors will be announcing the winner between myself, Greg Olsen, and Eli Manning.
All right. Well, best of luck, and thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you. I got to ask you guys a question. You guys in the Chicago area, who has the best deep dish pizza, you think?
Well, you know, deep dish pizza.
I'm not a huge fan.
Yeah, that's a touristy kind of thing. Yeah, that's a thing that maybe we eat probably once a year or so. But deep dish is something like where when people come from out of town, they're like, all right, I gotta get myself some deep dish. But yeah,
if I had to pick one, if right now you said we gotta go to one place, and I would pick Lou Malnati's.
Yeah, I'm an Aurelio's guy.
Okay.
You coming here sometime soon? There's a lot of things.
I'm always in Chicago. My parents both went to Finger High on the South Side.
Okay.
I have a lot of family that still lives there. My family lives over in the Beverly area. My aunt taught at Tinsley Park for 35 years, so I have a lot of family there, and I'm there quite often.
And they come, and you come here, they feed you deep dish pizza, man. Everything that you can get here, you can get yourself some Harold's, you can get yourself some Uncle Remus.
I love Harold's. I love all the cuisine, to be honest with you, in Chicago. I mean, you can't go wrong with food in that town.
Well, what's that contract looking like, man? You can stay here permanently if you want. You know, the Bears looking for a wide receiver.
Yeah, that quarterback situation is a little dicey.
Wait, hold on now. You're not used to that? I mean, a couple of years ago, you had dudes with no arms thrown out there in the playoff game.
I know. It was rough. It was rough. And I don't want to go back to that again.
All right, man.
All right, Larry. Thank you. Good luck.
All right, you guys take care. All right, bye.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, catching balls from Ryan, was it Lindley or whatever the hell he was?
Nobody heard of him before. He'd never heard of him before. With that
cut it
out there. Please.
That's quarterback situation, a little dicey. He's right, though.
Yep,
he's
right. That's truth being told there by Larry Fitzgerald. Bernstein and Goff with you on the score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
The best thing about Blue Apron is that it checks so many boxes for what you want to do cooking around the house and what you've told yourself that you want to do. And maybe you want to change the new year, because sometimes menu planning is tough for you and you forget to do it. And you say you want to do it and then you don't. Or maybe you don't like grocery shopping. You don't have time to shop. You want to feed the kids better stuff. You don't want to be going through drive-through all the time or ordering or picking up. But you know what? Blue Apron is there. The box comes once a week. It has shipped for free. You have managed your account via blueapron.com. Flexible, different, easy, always guaranteed, and affordable. Less than $10 per person per meal. And one of my favorite things, I hate wasting food. It's just a pet peeve of mine. Everything is pre-measured in exactly the amount that you need. So you never waste anything, and you never have stuff like sitting around in the back of your fridge, and you're making stuff you wouldn't otherwise make, but you don't have to run around to all sorts of gourmet grocery stores, or maybe you don't have gourmet grocery stores near you. So you rely on Blue Apron to send you some stuff. Here's one that's on the menu right now. Really good. This is the cashew chicken stir fry. It's a wintertime spin on classic Chinese cashew chicken, and you stir fry the chicken with a little Napa cabbage and a savory aromatic sauce. They use something like Tango Mandarin. It's a citrus fruit. It's just got this spectacular, intense flavor. And then you put that on just before serving, and the sweetness pops out of there with a sprinkle of cashews on top. You get a little crowd-pleasing crunch on there. The cashew chicken stir fry, one of many of these seasonal recipes you get with Blue Apron. And right now, you're lucky, because you can get your first three meals free with free shipping. What you do is you go to blueapron.com/Dan, and then you can find out how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. Don't wait. That's blueapron.com/Dan. It's Blue Apron. It's a better way.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S. has cars for kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's cars with a K.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward. At the University of Illinois Springfield, you'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the new drama, Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police work's like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules. I'm not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
I'm the test nobody passes.
Training Day, CBS Thursday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Football fans, the big game between New England and Atlanta is Sunday. If you're having a party and you want to score with guests, visit Palina Market. You won't fumble by purchasing homemade entrees like chili, jambalaya, the pigskin, summer sausage football, or choosing from 25 brats and sausages. Sack the crowd with appetizers like cocktail meatballs and shrimp, chicken wings, or grab some craft beers or bottles of specialty wine. Make your party a hit and visit
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no. That's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison? Why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopRex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Market.
Buffalo Wild Wings daily reminder for tonight's game. Tonight, Chicago takes the court against Houston at 7. Wing Tuesdays at B-Dubs are half-price Wing Tuesdays. Any size order of traditional wings costs half as much. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
All right. We got a full boat.
The captain of that boat is Lawrence Holmes, and he is here right now getting ready to set sail.
I'm the captain now.
I'm the captain now.
That was a great crackback. He's known for crackback blocks, but my goodness, Larry Fitzgerald at the end there.
Letting you know how the league feels about the situation.
There. Yeah, he sort of opened it up for it. You know, he's the one that brought up Chicago and opens the door. It's like, quarterback situation, a little dicey.
Scary thing is that Jay Cutler could end up being his quarterback next year.
Yeah,
shut it down.
You got Tony Romo who's going to go somewhere like Minnesota or Denver or something like that.
Somebody's going to make a dumb trade for AJ McCarron.
Someone's going to get dumb on Kirk Cousins.
And who's the Mike Glennon, the tall kid as well?
6'7". Yeah. Lovey didn't like him.
Well, you know, Lovey doesn't like a lot of people. Lawrence.
that is very true.
What you got tonight, brother?
Tonight, we're going to do like a Super Bowl extravaganza because we had a whole bunch of great guests, and we're going to get their thoughts on the game. Get into this story
that we broke here on The Score with Demora Smith and the Bears. And I've actually been texting back and forth with a member of the Illinois House on trying to figure out exactly what is real and what's not, because it's spin from both sides. So I got some good information from him that I'm going to share on it. A great story in Sports Illustrated about jobs that are happening now in college football and basketball with social media accounts and how important that was to Clemson and the growth that they've seen.
Recruiting.
And last night, people probably didn't hear it, so I'm going to play it a little earlier. Dave Lato came on, and the weekly show, we talked about, because I was talking about National Signing Day and how it makes me uncomfortable. His son just signed to play football at Texas. So I asked him about the perspective of a dad.
After getting flipped.
Yeah. A dad and being a coach. He gave a tremendous answer. So I'm going to bring that back. Nice. We got so much stuff. And Courtney Hall from WGN TV is going to come and join me from 7 until 8 tonight.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Sounds
cool.
Good. All right. For Danny Bernstein, I'm Jason Goff.
Let's thank our guests, shall we?
No, I was going to ask you a question about the damn game before we go.
What's the question? We already talked
about it. Who do you think is going to win the game?
Did we have this discussion?
Did we? I forget.
Yeah, and you lauded me for picking a game.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I did. We did do that. I forgot. I'm done with this.
What was a half-assed prediction from Bernstein?
Yeah, it was. So. That's what I thought.
You don't remember.
You
know.
Hey, take him when you can get him.
All right, go ahead.
Kevin Harlan, Anthony Herron, Larry Fitzgerald. Thanks to our video director, Brian Gertsch.
Our next question will come from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the Orlando Ledbetter.
Yes, Miss Gaga, who are you picking in the game?
Yes.
Hey, Gaga.
Hey, Gaga. Love your show. Can't wait to see it at halftime.
Our executive producer is Nick Shepkowski.
Frederick Douglass is an example of somebody who's done an amazing job.
Even people in Cold City know he's dead.
Somebody brought up the fact that what is the most important thing is, what does Frederick Douglass think of the Bowling Green Massacre? What are his thoughts?
He's got a new Twitter account.
Misspoke.
Frederick Douglass does?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she misspoke.
Yeah, she misspoke. Misspoke.
The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
This is the home of Jason Goff.
Ah!
You're Tanks from on the Evanston.
That, did he play that for you earlier?
Yes, yeah, he did.
He did the whole thing, yeah.
Okay.
Sean McGuire of
Evanston Township.
Right here, Tanny.
He has a little
take this
for
with you on the weekend. Sit on it and spin, you jerk.
Lawrence is coming up. We will talk to you on Monday. Enjoy your Super Bowl weekend. Yeah. Goodbye.
Be safe out there.
We're done here.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Sunday on 60 Minutes. A front row seat to the Broadway hit Hamilton. The man behind the award-winning musical talks to Charlie Rose.
The thing about Hamilton is he spoke in paragraphs.
Plus, how good do you have to be to sing for the Pope?
We have a job to inspire people.
Find out when you meet the Pope's choir. A special performance inside the Sistine Chapel. Sunday on 60 Minutes on CBS.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn earrings today.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Michaela's got, like, the best earrings.
Sarah, buckle up.
I wish my name was Michaela.
We're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah. Seatbelt. I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
It can be tough getting through to kids, but it's your job to make sure they're wearing your seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with a Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday, February 15th.
Great lawyers take risks, and I am a great lawyer.
At Manhattan's top law firm.
This is a giant case, and I'm responsible for a man's freedom.
You've got to be passionate about defending the innocent.
We're talking about hundreds of people sitting in cells that we have the keys to bust out.
Crazy